For the first time in nearly 2 years, civilians are taking a flight on a Boeing 737 MAX plane today. The demonstration flight, operated by American Airlines, will travel from Dallas to Tulsa with members of the media as the first passengers since those two fatal crashes grounded the aircraft for 20 months. Let's bring in here now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. And Seth, today's flight designed to build consumer confidence, prove they're safe, after the FAA recertified the MAX last month. So tell us more about today's flight and when we can expect commercial flights.
Yeah, about 90 journalists wearing masks as on any flight these days, plus the flight crew. You've got obviously pilots and flight attendants on there. So you add that all up and it's something like two-thirds full, which nowadays is a rather full flight compared to a lot of commercial ones, right, Robin? And exactly, the fact that they're doing this shows that they are concerned about consumer confidence. Of course, now you have COVID impacting consumer confidence in terms of flying, as well as those MAX issues, the crashes, killed 346 people.
Yeah, terrible. Well, and the grounding was a huge blow to Boeing financially. Pretty critical, I'd imagine, to get these planes back in the air. So, you know, how critical? And what's the sense that this is going to work? People will get on them.
Even more critical than before, because before, at least, you had airlines clamoring for the planes. So despite the problems, you just sort of had this natural inertia, you might call it, of airlines that just needed the airplanes. And now that's different. Now they have, most of these airlines, too many airplanes. So even though they still want these planes because they're more efficient, they can afford to wait. They can afford not to buy new planes. So this is now a double blow to Boeing. We thought the worst thing was that they couldn't deliver all these planes that airlines wanted. Now they have airplanes on their hands that airlines don't necessarily need, even though over the very long term, look, airlines want to renew their fleets.
Well, and is that, just to be clear, is that they don't necessarily need it because of COVID, because so few people are flying right now?
Right, because demand is lower. So if you remember, Robin, when the grounding first happened before the busy summer travel season of a year earlier, well, airlines couldn't fly their schedules. They were counting on these planes. They count on every airplane to fly during a normal summer, whereas now there's just a lot of slack in their fleets. Yeah. And so they might not have the plane they want, but they have a plane.
Yeah. And speaking of the COVID-19, airlines are playing a key role in shipping vaccines. In the minute we have, last week, United flew the first plane carrying Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine from Brussels to Chicago. You know, of course, it has to be really cold. Talk about some of the challenges airlines are facing.
Yeah. And these are airlines that have pivoted, to use the word that we hear so much in so many different contexts these days, to really being more cargo carriers than they used to be. U.S. carriers, in particular, an airline like United, which you mentioned, these airlines carry cargo, but it was all about passengers. During the pandemic, they've been specializing more in cargo. And now, yes, even as there have been questions about the role of airlines in moving people around the world and perhaps helping spread the virus, now a part there of the solution. And as you said, a lot of specialized equipment. This is not the same as loading your everyday suitcases onto a plane.
That's right. They got to be super cold for some of these vaccines. Seth Kaplan, here now, transportation analyst. Seth, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin. Stay safe.
You too.